Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness?
Let
the church
say
amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And you know what? This is a day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. How excellent is the name of the Lord. Beloved, God is an excellent God. He's an awesome God, a mighty God. You know, the Bible says that he's a strong tower. The righteous can run to him and find safety. There's safety in the arms of the Lord. So if you're needing strength today, help today, deliverance today, salvation today, whatever you need, healing, just encouragement, you can run to the Lord because God has what you need, beloved. He's a faithful God. Glory to God. We're picking up our teaching on prophetic intercession. And we want you just to take a few moments to just get your Bibles and allow the Lord to minister to you this morning. Father, we thank you for your word today. We ask, dear Lord, that you would bless, Lord, all those that are listening. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do. And we ask now, God, as we go into your word, that your word would go forth, that it not return forth, but that it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. Father, have your way. Minister and move in the lives of your people. God, we thank you and we praise you for your word. We thank you for prayer today. We thank you for intercession, that you're calling us, Father God, to intercede, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge on behalf of your people, on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the many, many, many needs that are around the world. Father God, you cause your intercessors to tap in to that vein of prayer. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We give you glory and honor and praise, and we will continue to magnify your name. Now, Lord, you be glorified, edified, and lifted up on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we left off on our last broadcast. We shared three scriptures just as we were about to end. We read Romans 8, 26 and 27, and I want to go back to that scripture before we move forward, just to recap just a little bit. And this is a very familiar scripture on prayer and intercession and how the Holy Ghost will pray and with groanings that can't be uttered. The scripture says, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, the Holy Ghost helps us. He bears us up. He encourages us in prayer. Okay? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. How many times have we been in that type of a situation where we've not known how to pray, you know, the direction to go in? But this is why, beloved, it's important to pray in tongues. You know, just pray in the Spirit because you want the mind of God whenever you pray, you know. When there's a need and someone asks you to pray, touch and agree or whatever, pray in the Holy Ghost. Just take a minute to pray in the Holy Ghost. And you want the flow from God. We want to hear what the Holy Ghost has to say. Come on. We want to hear what God has to say about the various needs, situations, and things. We want God to move. Of course, if he doesn't move, beloved, we all know that the work won't get done. But we have to rely not on what we think in our natural a lot of times, and what we even may feel. But we need to learn to rely on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So he helps us. in our infirmities. Come on. When we were weak in a place, and what that means is we're deficient. And beloved, we're all deficient in flesh and self. Self and flesh, you know, doesn't stand up to God anyway. So we all know that in that sense, we're weak. But in this sense, it's talking about where we don't know what to do. The Holy Ghost knows. God knows. Okay? So he helps us. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but, and I love this, the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Isn't that something? That the Holy Ghost of old, shine up Ohio. Oh my God, pushes us. Ah, hey God, pushes us closer to God, pushes us into his presence, okay? He makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Okay? Now we know that when you get in that type of prayer, the Holy Ghost is able to bear up, glory to God, and take us to that place in the Spirit. And then God, praise God, a lot of times will give you what to pray. Your prayer will become fruitful in the natural. Amen. And then you know that you're not praying by your own. You're praying under the will of God, the direction of God. Amen. And then God's will can be done. This is why, beloved, even when you have plans and different things that the Lord may put on your heart, it's always best to take it before the Lord. Beloved, nothing goes without prayer. Glory to God. Even as the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Well, but when God gives you a vision, when he gives you that plan, that idea, come on, you got to lay that groundwork of prayer. Praise the Lord. You know, he gives us power to get wealth. Well, how does he do it? He lays things in our spirit. But if you don't tap into the Holy Ghost, you're not going to know what he's saying. And then he gives you direction. You know, he leads us and guides us into all truth, the Bible says. And the sons of God are those that are led by his Spirit. Do you understand the importance of the Holy Ghost in our lives? What he will do for you? How he will keep you? Glory to God. So this type of prayer is so necessary for the body of Christ. Glory to God. Not only for our individual lives. Of course, that's important. But we're talking about intercession, being a go-between. Praise God. Going to God on behalf of someone else. Glory to God. And being sensitive to the Holy Ghost to know what to do, what to say, what not to say. Glory to God. Where to be. Come on. Amen. All of these things are very, very important when it comes to winning souls even. That's a form of intercession because you're praying for the lost. You're praying for those that do not know the Lord, that they will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. All of this takes place in prayer. Glory to God. Okay, and then it says, He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost knows the mind of God because he doesn't speak anything but what the Father says. Glory to God. So to know the mind of God is to know the will of God. And we must know God's will. The word is his will, of course. But we need to know what is the will of God. What is God saying? If you're facing decisions, you want the mind of God. You want to know what his will is, what his desire. And then it will fall when we come in agreement with the will of God. Glory to God, Abba Shando. We come in alignment with what he wants, his direction. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. We come into alignment and agreement with the Holy Ghost, and we say, no, it can't be my way. It's got to be God's way. Praise God. When we do that, amen, the more power that will flow from God because we're aligning ourselves with the will of God, his word, amen, we know is alive, is full of action. And beloved, when we understand that prophetically, my God, the doors and the things that will open. Because every assignment that God gives you, you will begin to understand is something that God wants to do. His will needs to be made known. When he gives us messages and things and prophetic words to share with the body of Christ, he does it because he wants his people free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Jesus came to set the captive free. He does not want you bound in any kind of way. So prophetic intercession, knowing the mind of the Spirit, is freedom, is liberty, because it will liberate you. You will get to a place where you will say, I don't want my will to be done. I want to be able to stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost, to flow in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't keep vacillating in and out. Praise God, in and out of the Spirit. And most of us aren't even in. We're really more out. And you know it because you're bucking and kicking against the Spirit all the time. If we would learn to really just hear God, be sensitive, beloved, in the body of Christ, if you're serving in an area, learn to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. He'll begin to speak to you and let you know. Hallelujah. The directives that you already have, you submit those to God and say, now, Father, I got to obey these directives, but you help me to be sensitive, to be a help to the leadership, to be a help to the ministry. Glory to God. Not a weight. Come on. God is equipping the saints of God that we go forth, that we be fully equipped. And a lot of this teaching that the Lord is giving us, beloved, it's because he wants us fully equipped. He wants us to know how to go into battle for those that are needing prayer. So he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost in us, makes intercession according to God's will. Now, this is important. We should not want to go out of God's will either in prayer. We want to stay in an alignment with the Holy Ghost. All right? And that flow, we ought to flow freely. Amen. If you're given a prayer to pray, you ought to be able to add to that prayer in under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And so God wants to expand us in these areas of prayer. Okay? Now, I want to go over to a Hebrew definition. So the word intercession, it's Pega, P-A-G-A. And forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that right. It's the Hebrew word, okay? And it means intercede, but it also means to meet, to light upon, okay, by chance, to fall upon, to attack, to strike down, to cut down, to strike the mark, okay, and laid upon. All of these are definitions of intercede in the Hebrew. Okay, I want to go over and read Isaiah 64:5. Let's just run there. Amen. Let's just run there. Glory to God. Isaiah 64:5. It says this: Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned in those incontinence, and we shall be saved. Now, the importance of the scripture is a meeting with God for the purpose of reconciliation. And so to intercede means to meet with. How many times we need to meet with God? How many times we need to have an audience with God, okay, to reconcile, to make sure that we're in alignment again with him. That is so important, beloved. I can't stress that enough, the importance of being in alignment in the Spirit with God. This takes prayer. It takes tenacity. It takes being sensitive. It takes you giving your will over to God and surrendering to the will of God. Not, you know, a lot of times we want what we want. We think, well, I can do this, and I think this ought to go this way. Well, we think too much sometimes. Now, I'm not telling you not to think, but what I am telling you is let's back up just a notch and say, wait a minute, Father, what are you saying in this? And I want to hear what you have to say, and being willing to wait to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and then move in that in that direction, okay? Now, to light upon, by God's working of grace, our divine helper is standing by, ready to aid us in our intercession, moving us from the natural, listen, to the supernatural, from finite ability to infinite ability, taking hold of situations with us so as to accomplish the will of God. Now, in order to effectively do that, somebody has to be willing to let go. A lot of times, we're holding on, okay, and we're not really surrendering. But in order for this to work, beloved, you've got to trust God. And you got to say, wait a minute, God, not my will, but your will be done. I want you to take a hold of this and you pray me through this, okay? You give me how to intercede, okay? And then to fall upon or attack and strike down, that was another one. This is intercession, is the readiness of a soldier to fall upon or attack the enemy at the command of the Lord, okay? And God gives us how to do this again in prayer, all right? We will see things. The Lord will open our eyes, and we know that the enemy is there, and he's working. Now, how do we combat that? We combat it through prayer, and the Holy Ghost will give us how to pray, all right? And this is very strategic. We are soldiers, and beloved, recognize that we're in a war, and our war, I always say it, it's in the Word, is not with flesh and blood, okay? We gotta get out of this flesh mentality. You cannot defeat the enemy with fleshly, worldly tactics. It will not work. You must be led and guided, directed by the Holy Ghost. And if he doesn't give it to you what to do, you need to wait. You need to wait. You need to wait on God. Don't get in a hurry. Don't get antsy. You know, don't be anxious. Submit it to the Lord and wait on him and then trust him to work it out. And however it's worked out, you got to know then, okay, God, you allow this, then I have to trust you. A lot of times we trust God because we want what we want. And then if we don't get what we want, we think God failed us and it didn't work and everything is up topsy-turvy and all of this. But no, you got to learn to trust God. We have to learn to trust him, depend on him, rely upon him, have faith in him, have confidence. Do you really have confidence in the God that you are serving? You must have confidence in him that he is able. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Okay? Now, that's a miracle in itself. How can God present us faultless? After all, we're just human. That's a fleshly term, a fleshly tactic. Maybe that's not the right word, but These are words that we use and to keep the doors open for us to do what we want to do when we want to do it and then make excuse why. And God wants us to come up out of all of that to perfection, completion, maturity, and being whole in God. Prophetic intercession will help us to do that, okay? To strike the mark. Now, when you hit the mark, you hit the bullseye. You know, you hit the target. We don't want to take if I'm on a rifle range and I'm doing, you know, the targets and all because I want to hit the bullseye. If I'm giving 20, I want to hit all 20 of them because, you know, I was an expert shooter in the military and I wasn't playing. I didn't like the weapon, but I knew I had to use it and I had to learn to defend myself with it. And not only me, but in the military, the soldiers and the army. Okay, I wasn't out there to lose. Y'all don't have to hear me today, but I was out there to win. And so the Holy Ghost will give you, show you the target, but we want to take it out. How do we do that? By striking the mark through prayer, okay? Intercession releases the flashing forth of his glory. Lightning, you know, directing it to the desired situation and allowing it to strike the mark. Glory to God. You do that through prayer. You realize that prophetic intercession is powerful prayer that goes up. Praise the Lord on behalf of the needs of the saints of God, situations in the earth. There's so much that we need to pray about. We really don't have time to be idle. If you would really get out of yourself, amen, get out of the flesh, flesh is keeping a lot of you that are listening grounded. You're staying in the chicken pen. You're staying scratching in the chicken pen, and the Lord wants you to come up higher. He wants you to get to shake off the dead weights, the chains, and all the stuff that would constantly cause you to back and forth. You know, get up out of that mess. Anyone is the one that wants to keep you bound. Jesus wants you free. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. You know, if you know that you have a problem with your mind, and you stay discouraged, for example, just use that as an example. Well, how do you get out of that? By renewing your mind. By, you know, this word is so rich and full. Over the last few days, the Lord has been ministering word to us, and my God has been so encouraging. Why? Well, he wants to take us further now. I'm still got to dig some more. Come on. Amen. And so all of this is important. This is an encouragement to us to know that when we call on God, beloved, he hears and he answers prayer. Okay? And finally, to be laid upon, Isaiah 53:12, or Isaiah 53:6. This is intercession that reaches its fullest and most profound expression when our sins were laid upon Jesus. Now, that's intercession. Because why? He carried a weight and sin that wasn't his. And when you, God, I love you right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When you intercede, you're carrying something that's not yours. Glory to God. But you're taking it to the one that can bring deliverance, that can bring healing, that can bring salvation. This is so important. God, I love you. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Jesus did that. Because our sin was laid upon him. So do you not know, because of that, because of what he did, you don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to stay where you are. You got to come up. Glory to God. Jesus already paid the price for you. Okay? Jesus was able to fully identify with us. There's nothing that you'll ever go through, beloved, that he cannot identify with you. He knows. He sees. Come on, he cares. The Bible says, cast your care on him. Okay? Not on the apostle, not on the prophet, not on the evangelist. Come on, somebody. We look to man and woman too much. We need to look to Jesus. We know God uses the apostle, prophet, all of that. But we got to recognize, who are we after? Are you really after God? Get your eyes off of man or woman and keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize, beloved. Glory to God. Because he's the one that paid the price. When you really begin to seek Jesus and you hunger and thirst after him, your attitude will change. Your outlook will change. Your view will change. Glory to God. My eye is not on, praise God, men and women of God. My eye is on Jesus. He is the one that I need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, he's my Savior, my Deliverer. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Amen. He's waving the flag right now for you. He's telling you, come on. He's rooting for you. Come on now. He stood up for Stephen when he was being stoned. Don't you know that he will stand up for you when you're fighting? Glory to God. When you're praying, glory to God. He's rooting for you. Come on, Amashata. Don't give up. Keep on going. Hobashando, you're going to make it to the goal line. Thank you. Why? Jesus already made it. He wants us to come on and do the same. So he was our propitiation. He, in other words, he carried it for us. Glory to God. Now, he's able to identify again because where he was a scapegoat. Okay? He carried the sin far away. The Bible says as far as the east is from the west, so our sins are gone. Okay? And so when you really are cleansed, it's gone. You don't have to be guilty. You don't have to go around in shame. Glory to God. It's gone forever. Okay? So there's an aspect of this form of intercession that we as his body can enter into. Okay? Colossians 1, and 24 calls us to share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Glory to God. Why? The sin was laid on him. Jesus paid the price. Glory to God. Now we share, okay, in his body. We are in his body. We share in that. Okay? Jesus paid the price. Okay? So even when afflictions come, we know Jesus identifies with us and we win. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you for those, God, that are listening. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you take this word in their heart. Don't let it slip. Let them receive it. And Father God, that it bring forth fruit and fruit that will remain. Minister to those right now that need a touch from you, a healing touch from you, deliverance touch from you, strength from you, and encouragement from you, Father, that only comes from you. Jesus, you paid the price. So you can identify with us. And you constantly identify with your people. We thank you for that. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that makes us whole. The blood that delivers and saves and keeps us and protects us. Keep us, Father God, in your perfect will. Touch our minds. Renew us today. And keep us pressing forward towards you, God. Toward that mark that for the prize of the high calling of God. There's a higher calling, God, that we need to attain to. That we need to reach, Father, only in you. We thank you for that today. Minister right now, Father. We thank you, God, for your word today. And I speak life. I speak wholeness, I speak health, I speak deliverance, I speak encouragement and strength to your people right now. And we bind every work of the enemy, and we abort every attack of the enemy. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're doing your work now. We thank you now for signs, wonders, and miracles that will continue to be performed. Use your people, God. Use your mighty warriors, your intercessors. In the name of Jesus, use them for your glory and for your honor. Lord, we thank you today. Strengthen your people everywhere. Oh, God, we thank you for this word today. Keep us encouraged and built up, oh, God, all day long. Holy Ghost, I want you to minister and continue the work that you begun. And, Lord, we thank you now. I speak healing. I speak life right now. I bind the spirit of death in Jesus' name. Take authority over it right now. I speak life. You shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, beloved. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in the name of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you. And he cares.